Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP and Caldwell. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Hey folks, I walked into my Cedarville office and I saw a message on my phone and I pressed play. This would have been back in November, December. And I thought it was, it was from my old high school. And it's been a long time since I've actually been in contact with them. But I honestly think about Heritage Christian School all the time. And this is Mr. Aaron Montano. And Aaron, we're going to talk today about some big event coming up. But first of all, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much. I love the opportunity to hang out with you. And I got the opportunity to meet you. And I was so blessed when you gave us a call back. And we're really excited to talk today about our upcoming annual gala on March 22nd.
Yeah. So listen, folks, check out this. We're going to drop in some links here. But first of all, I was honored and humbled when you kind of gave the invite. So maybe you kind of set that up and give the why behind the ask, because I think you're doing big things at Heritage, and I really have a special place in my heart for them. So of course I said yes, but why don't you share what the ask was?
Yeah. So when we decided to bring back the gala, I really got to thinking and what it means. And our gala is a celebration of our school. It's honoring our current, it's honoring our future, and it's honoring our past. And I was having conversations internally, and Carrie's name was brought up to us. Mr. Oberbrunner was just an absolutely impactful person, first of all, in our school, but at Heritage in general. So I reached out to him. I said, hey, would you have some time to come hang out with us and to just, share some stories of your time at Heritage and help us to really just celebrate who we are and where we're going with our direction of inspiring servant leaders.
That's so cool. And of course I said, yes, I want to show people the website, and it's March 22nd, like you said, at 6, and it's called Attune, which is a great name. It's connected to the rhythm of God's heartbeat. And basically there's going to be a silent auction. I'm coming back to, speak about the impact that the school has made on me, which has made a ton of impact. We're going to get into that a little bit today. But we're going to talk today just briefly about, Christian school in general. Are you guys still part of the ACSI?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. So we have them coming, I teach at Cedarville, and they're going to be coming to watch our pitch coming up here. But I really am a fan of Christian school. And I'm going to let you just drive today. And I think you came prepared with some questions. So I'm going to let you fire them off, and I'll answer your questions that you have for me.
Well, that's great. And this first question, I know some of your listeners are going to say, well, we know who he is. But I would love to just take a second and just kind of tell us who you are, Carrie, and where you come from.
Yeah. So I grew up in Wisconsin, and some people on my podcast might not even know the full story, but yeah, we switched over to Heritage Christian from a Catholic school. I did first through fifth grade at a small Catholic school in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And then, my parents just said, hey, we'd really like the Christian school. Let's give this a shot and let's see, cause it kind of matches our theology, our core values, our passion. And we toured the school. It was a big switch being a young kid, but I loved it. I loved it. The faculty made a huge impact. I told you and your teammate Kim the other day, I said, I think about Heritage every week. Mm-hmm. And part of that I think is because I'm a writer, so I write books and I'm always thinking of stories and stuff, but I think about my friends at that time. And, I dared not start naming them because, I don't want to miss any of them, but, I think about them. I think about our memories. I think about how it taught me how to think critically. I got a really cool story that I'm going to share at the keynote, about some teachers that impacted me and literally put me on a trajectory, but I'm an entrepreneur these days. I was a pastor for 12 years, started writing books, and then thought, maybe God wants me to go outside the four walls of the church and go into the business world. And so that was a big shift, but it is fantastic. And then, believe it or not, Aaron, I applied at Cedarville University 19 years ago, to be a Bible professor. They said no. So I'm like, that's cool. No problem. So I became an entrepreneur. And then about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they came knocking and said, look, we got a big opening in the entrepreneur. You can keep your current companies and come teach at Cedarville. And so it's a busy life. I've been married for 25 years in October. I got three kids, 19, 17, 15. And what else do you want to know, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, you've kind of touched on it about Heritage, but I would love to know, like, why do you love Heritage? Like, what is it about this school that makes you think about it on a weekly basis?
I think you weren't lost, meaning I really was seriously considering football. I toured Waukesha South and right before high school, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go all in, because Heritage back then didn't have a football team. I don't know if you do now. I think you did, or I don't know, but
yeah,
at some time, did you?
We did. Yeah. And I believe that the team went away in 2018 or so.
Okay. Yeah. So if it was around back in the day, oh my gosh, I would have loved it, because that was my dream. But you know what? I became a wrestler. Wrestling has taught me a mentality of just hustle, discipline. Believe it or not, today I texted the Ohio State Division I head coach, Tom Ryan, wrestling. Huh. And we published his book, you know. So like, Heritage set me up for so many relationships. It taught me writing. Like, I'll never forget writing. I believe it was Mrs. Krebs, you know, like the names just start popping back in my mind about writing and journalism. I had one of the Witt campers teach me, believe it was in your book. Like, it honestly set me up for success. I think I would have been lost in a big school. I think I would have been overlooked, forgotten. But I really had key conversations that, you know, because I'll just share this at the talk. You know, I struggled with depression and self-injury as a young kid. Nobody knew about it. So like, I wasn't rolling with this as a public announcement. This was before the internet. Everything was a secret. But even though I wasn't public about that, it was the key conversations and the "we believe in you," the encouragement that kept me going. I could have been a statistic. I really could have been one of these young people who just became so hopeless, even suicidal thoughts. But Heritage really put me on a path to be used by God.
Awesome. No, that's so fantastic. And that also just kind of ties back to it as well. I mean, your story is a perfect example of what I and what we are trying to achieve here at a school, in that we are trying to make impact daily on every single student's life. And that when they graduate, that door does not slam shut behind them. We are keeping that door wide open. You are loved. You are welcome. Please come back. You know,
you
graduated years ago. Please come back.
We love you. Man, I graduated so long ago. I had hair back then. It was not 1995 is when I graduated. And, you know, the people, the lessons, the books, you know, people look at today, the quote success, and it is external, but all of that has to be internal. You know, if you're not a deep person, if you're not walking with Christ, if you have major integrity gaps, what is outward success? It's nothing. So it was the character, the biblical, you know, lessons, the scripture, the modeling. I mean, no school is perfect, but for me, it was a place that was fun and it taught me, and the wrestling, you know, like, that was a big thing. I was in journalism. Like, it just, for the size school that it is, it gave me a lot of options.
Sure. And, you know, you touched on one of the words, and I know that you'll talk about it at the keynote, but I would love if you would just share a quick, maybe fun memory of Heritage and an impactful one.
Yeah. So, one was that this is a quick story. I'll go more into depth at the keynote, but I hated studying. Like I was just one of these people who was, you know, born not an academic. You know, you kind of put yourself in categories as a young person. Those are the smart kids. Those are the, you know, general classes. And I wasn't really in any one of these really advanced classes. And the day came where I qualified to be in Mr. Moore's advanced government class or something like that. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool, you know? And until I saw that you had to read a book in the summer. And then I dropped the class. Like, that's how much, like, look at my, you know, I've written 14 books. I love books. I've published 1,100 authors. Books are my life now. But back then, it was like an allergy. So I dropped the class, and Mr. Moore had none of that. Okay. And he taught me something that I even had to practice recently, which is tough conversations. Mm. You know, I had some tough conversation with some Cedarville students recently, not because they weren't doing good. They were doing good, but they could be doing better. Mm. So I'm in Bible class with my buddies and we're all chilling out. I think it was like Pastor Katie was his name. Mm. And a knock on the door and it's Mr. Moore. And like everyone all of a sudden straightens up, Mr. Moore is here. And he goes up in the middle of class, goes up to Pastor Katie and whispers in his ear. And then Pastor Katie's like that. And Mr. Moore points at me and he goes like this. And I'm like, I did the old, like the
meeting, oh, no.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, yeah. And then he just walks out in the hallway and walks very fast. Like, he doesn't even acknowledge me. He just walks very fast down the hallway to his basement office. So I guess I just follow him. And I sit down and he pulls out this folder. Okay. And he did the old, like, and he threw it in, like, spinned in slow motion, it felt. And it landed. And he said, "This is your file since sixth grade. I've been following you. Give me one reason why you dropped my class." And they just stared at me.
Oh, sweating.
And, and, you know, I had a stuttering problem in general as a young kid. And I'll go into that later at the keynote. But anyway, I didn't have a reason. And I said, in my mind, I thought, if this guy believes in me, cares about me, confronts me that much that he wants me in his class, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And literally, that was the class that changed my life, because it taught me how to learn. Okay. It taught me how to learn. And I mean, I remember back in the day, smart kids dropped his class because they didn't want it to affect their GPA. Right. I mean, he's a good teacher. He's like the Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams, you know, example, Mr. Keating. Long story short, class changed my life. I'll go into more reasons at the keynote, but it put me on a path. And now I have my doctorate. I mean, I didn't think I could even go to college, and it put me on a path to believe in myself.
Wow. What a good story. You know what? And it's something that I think about too. I'm not directly teaching students in my role. You know, I'm more in the administrative, but also it's on a daily basis. It kind of, it's fuel in the tank of, I can make an impact. How can we?
Oh yeah. On every Absolutely. Student? And they probably won't tell you, Aaron.
Yeah.
You know, they might not tell you for 5, 10, 20 years. You might not ever see it till you get to heaven. But yeah, like, you are impacting people. And I think that's why Heritage is amazing. So
great.
I said yes. I'm flying on a plane. I'm coming. It's important. I'm going to do some promotion about the event because I believe in it. And I think if more young people could be at Heritage, it honestly could save a kid's life. Like, it really could. Oh. Certainly put them on a path to see what God has for them.
Awesome. Well, here's a good question for people that are listening and people. Why would someone want to come to the gala? Why should somebody come to this gala?
Mm. I think you'll realize that the world is bigger than you. Like, we all get caught up in what I call our small story. You know, it's all about me. It's about my Starbucks drink. It's about my, you know, gas being not filled up at the gas station, whatever. We all get caught up in the small story and we forget that we're part of a larger community. And so I think by coming to the gala, they're going to see, wow, there's a big story here. And maybe they will choose to be part of it. I think by coming, that's the first step. And I think that, look, when we all die, it's not going to be, you know, how much money did you make? What kind of degrees did you get? It's going to be impact. You've nailed it a few times. And so this is how you make a bigger impact. This is how you, it's like the parable of the talents. You got five, you got two, it doesn't matter your amount, but what are you going to do with it? You're going to bury it. You're going to hide it. You're going to live in fear, or are you going to invest it, steward it? And I think coming to the gala is a stewardship.
Love that. I love that. That's a great reason. And, you know, last thing I wanted to ask you today, you know, people come to the gala, they come see, what would you hope that people are able to walk away with after coming to the gala, after coming to hear you speak?
Yeah. Hey, listen, if God can use a bald guy with a girl's name like me, I think God can use anybody. And so what I hope they see is not my story, but I hope they see, like, wow, here's a guy that was ready to throw in the towel. It says in John 10 that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we have an enemy, and the enemy's plan for all of our lives is destruction. And then it says, but I came that they might have life and life abundantly, Jesus speaking. And so I feel that if they can come, be inspired, be motivated, and then realize that God has even bigger plan for them and some practical steps that they can take to step into that even a bigger way. That would be my event, whether they're a student, faculty, parent, donor, board member, community member, whatever. I think that life is short. We hear it every day, and we can step it up, all of us, in a bigger way.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Thank you so much for answering all these, Carrie.
Yeah. I want to show your website too.
Please. Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of all Heritage is doing.
Yeah.
And it's heritagechristianschools.org. That is where they can find all about it. And I think then we also said that if they would like to get some tickets right now, it is this website, and we'll put links in all the show notes as well. But yeah, I think this is fantastic. I know tickets are going to go fast. So like Wisconsin and Ohio and anywhere on the planet, we all wait to the last minute, but I would say, put it on your calendar, get it registered today.
I would say that. And you know, our gala is March 22nd, but one thing I think that is great to share here as well is that we do have an early bird pricing on tickets currently happening. That if people go on the website and they decide to purchase a ticket, they use the code early bird 2425 exclamation. We'll drop that in there as well.
Yeah.
They'll be able to save $20 off of a ticket as well. We really, really just wanted to make this gala approachable. We wanted to make it impactful. We want to touch our community and just have an absolute celebration of everything that's Heritage Christian Schools.
I love it. All right. We'll talk soon, everybody. Check it out and realize God's doing big things in your life. We'll see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company Podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today and caldwelllaw.com for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.